You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
This is Chip with your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 24th. To paraphrase the song by Canadian band Spirit of the West, why does every little thing have to be so political? Because there are folks, especially people in higher education, who do see politics as an inescapable part of our entertainment. For example, here's the title of a journal article I found. It's by Priya Dixit. The Earth is Defended: Insecurities and Identities in Doctor Who and World Politics, presented at the International Studies Association's convention in Chicago a couple of years ago. And your initial reaction to that might be, why would you mix politics with my Doctor Who? Would you please just let me enjoy my story? But academics study stories from South Park to Battlestar Galactica to Doctor Who for a couple of reasons. Frequently, they're pop culture fans themselves and are finding a way to look at their academic subject matter through the lens of a show that they actually enjoy. But also, shows like Doctor Who are created by people with points of view, and they set up situations and storylines that may reinforce those points of view. Now, politics is all about whose point of view wins the day, and popular programming helps push popular points of view. So, it's worthwhile to question every now and then what Doctor Who says about the world, and whether you really agree with it. There are worse things to do with a doctorate. One of the things I appreciate about Russell T. Davies' reign over Doctor Who is that he's been politically aware, and by that I'm not referring to the tiresome message board noise about pushing a gay agenda. His doctors, both Eccleston and Tennant, are conflicted, sometimes hypocritical heroes. The Ninth Doctor is the pacifist pointing a gun at Rose and a Dalek. The Tenth Doctor is disdainful of the military organization he once worked for, up until UNIT is useful to him. And here's the beauty part. The Doctor is frequently called on it. This is a far cry from a super smart white guy dispensing right and wrong across time and space. The modern series asks hard questions about who the Doctor is and what impact he has on the people and civilizations around him, without getting in the way of the running and jumping. That makes this show a success in my book, while hopefully giving the academics plenty of interesting things to present at conferences for years to come. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. I'm on the web at twominutetimelord.com, where you'll also find links to my Twitter feed and my iTunes storefront, as it were. My initial idea for the podcast was just to simply say, the Doctor would have voted for Obama and then been done with it, but that would have been a cheat.